You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a funny little segment today that we're just calling What's the Random Thing You Are Jealous Of? And as we've pointed out, we're not looking for the big, I'm jealous of people who drive a Tesla. I'm jealous of people who live in a 12,000 square foot house. No, we're talking about the random little things that you still say, I can't help it. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And I got two to start us off.
All right.
One, I am jealous because I used to be a runner and I can't anymore because my joints, they just start hurting. So I just, I'm restricted to being a walker and I walk, you know, I don't know, 20 something miles a week. But I used to be a runner, 24 miles a week, every week. So when someone, I'm out on my walk and somebody goes running by, I can't help it.
You're like, oh, I want to run again.
I'm jealous of that. I really,
that's
I
a
really
good one.
That.
Yeah.
There's one woman in particular that lives in my neighborhood, and we seem to be out at about the same time, and she'll go running by the other direction, and I'm like, oh. And she's looking at me saying, hey, lazy bones, start running.
Enough with that goofy speed walking.
And the other one, and I think you can relate to this, because I think you and I have both mentioned this, I'm jealous of people who are a whiz at Excel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my wife, man. God, she's all over
I'm
it.
I'm jealous of those people.
I got her the best mug for Christmas because it's, you know, Excel spreadsheets, and the mug has a picture of an Excel spreadsheet, and it says freak in the sheets on the mug, and I think it's the funniest damn mug I've ever seen. Freaking the
sheets. Great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what about you? What's the random thing you're jealous of?
Mine just popped about a day or so ago when I was out with a friend and the dog went running off. His dog went running off into the field and he did that thing where he puts the two fingers into his mouth and does the really loud whistle. And I want to be able to do that. It's the greatest thing. You know, if you're at a concert, you can do it. You can get your kids home when they're down the street. You can get your dog back. And I tried for like the next 45 minutes and I could not do it.
I don't know how to do that.
I have no idea how to do it.
I remember as a teenager really saying, I'm going to learn to do this. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. He did it two different ways. He did it with the thumb and the middle finger, you know, where you put that up and do it. And then he did it with his two pointers, too.
Here's the thing. I'm glad you brought this up. I want to know what these people are doing. Like, what is the, like, where are they going in your mouth?
Listen, I know anybody who was out at that park watching us was like, what are these two weird dudes up to? Because I kept having him do it. And I was like up at his face, like, you know, peering into his mouth. And then I was doing it. They're probably like, what are these? Are these guys cracked out or what? But I couldn't do it. And the placement is not that difficult. It's like right there on your lips. And I can't do it. I want to be able to do it now. I'm so jealous.
Dave, what is it? Some random thing you're jealous of?
I'm jealous of people who like onions. Like, it's in freaking everything. My whole life, I think I have had some gene or something. You know how, like, they have a gene for people that don't like cilantro.
Yeah.
Myself, my two brothers, none of us can stand onions. And it's in everything. And
so true.
Thank God my children are fine with onions. But they're the most vile tasting thing ever. My former wife used to try and sneak it into food because she thought.
Well, then you cook them like in soups and stuff, and they get just kind of squishy, you know? There's no redeeming factor to the onion. Yeah. I know people that can pick up onions and just eat them like apples.
Yeah.
And they love them. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. They're kind of gross. The only way I like an onion is if I slice it open and put it on the grill, if I'm grilling steaks, and it just kind of has that charcoal-y.
Yeah, I can't take it in any way. It just, and I wish, I'm jealous. I wish I liked them.
We get you.
That's
we
really funny, man. That's
Dave,
funny.
Thank you very much for the call. You know what? He's right about one thing. They're in everything.
Everything.
They're in everything. Abby's making me laugh. She says, jealous of people who can fall asleep instantly. Teach me your ways.
Well, start getting up at like 3:30 in the morning. That'll help. I'm one of those people. It's like head on pillow, gone. Gonzo.
Alex, he says, jealous of people who can touch their toes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. You probably can. You're pretty flexible, aren't you?
Not that flexible.
Amy says, jealous of women who can put on lipstick without a mirror.
Oh, yeah, that's mad skill. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. Norman says, people who can make the U shape with their tongue. I can't do it. Everybody's doing it right now.
Well, you did it the other day.
No, that was Norman. Norman wrote in.
No, said, but you were doing. You're doing
yeah,
it right
and
now.
I can make the noise like a dove out of it too. Hold on. I can't whistle, but I can do
Have
that.
You seen the people who can do a W with their tongue?
Yeah, I can't do that. Everybody's
now,
trying it.
Now, what kind of, like, tongue skill?
Well, stop looking at me while I do that. Kathy says, I'm jealous of guys. Y'all can pee while you're standing up. Well, yeah, that is a nice perk, Kathy.
Sophia's jealous of people who have tons of PTO.
Yes! I get, like, 6 weeks a year. Jennifer says, people with clean houses. I try, but it never quite gets there. I have twin sons. Oh, well, that's why. Michelle, people that can snap their fingers. I never learned how. I just can't do it.
Okay. We've got to say something about that. Yeah, I'm a mad snapper. I can do that. But what's funny is somebody who cannot snap their fingers, it's hilarious watching them try.
Yeah, bless their
because
hearts.
Because they're like, and it's just making this like little rubbing
it looks
sound.
Like you have
skin.
Like a medical condition or something. It's really sad.
Wendy, who's going to teach us how to whistle, says we have to wait until she's done driving the bus.
Oh, that's a smart move. That's all
Fine.
Right, Wendy. We'll
Call
figure
us
it
later.
Out. We'll figure it out.
Can you do a YouTube video on that?
Probably. Jackie says, women with back dimples. To me, it symbolizes a fit, skinny body. I've never had back dimples. Those
what
are the
mean?
Dimples like right above your butt cheeks that you get the little indents. If you're super in shape, you get the little, they're called back dimples, right above your butt cheeks.
Well, I want to talk about another thing like that, and I hope I can, but I remember... Should we talk about that? Yeah, my what the hell. It's real life.
I don't know what you're going
to
talk about.
So my ex-wife and her sister used to talk about the whole thing of being able to stand up, right?
Oh, yeah.
And your thighs not touching.
It's the thigh gap. Yeah, the little hole that you can see through there. Yeah, you can
right,
see light.
Right, it's not even a hole. It's more of like a corridor.
In between the legs.
Correct,
yes.
Yeah.
That you can see light through. Yeah.
Yeah, you see the light through the thigh gap.
Because you have strong thighs, essentially, and that's how they're molded, and your thighs are touching. Yeah. Tell me more about that, Dom. Do you have the thigh gap?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, can guys have the thigh gap?
I don't know.
Because you got other things blocking the thigh gap.
No, but I mean, still farther down. Don't like, don't try to overimpress us. I mean, I've known you long enough. That's not happening.
On warm days.
So.
All right.
I guess we're putting this to bed now. Are we done?
Yeah, I'm done with this. I'm over it.
Listen, it was good for a laugh. Thank you for letting us know that there's a lot of jealousy going on out there, yeah. And it's for the most ridiculous things.
I'll give you one more. They didn't write their name, but I'm jealous of people who can eat 4 Thin Mints and stop. It probably goes for Oreos, too, just eating one Oreo and then pushing the package back. I'm jealous of those people.